We're now joined by head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Girls. I'll slide left a little bit here, get closer to the phone so coach can hear me, and then you can hear him listening out there in a radio world. Let's go find Gilman City here on the old HDC bracket. They lost a week ago yesterday to North Harrison. Probably talked about that a week ago, and that was a 57-29 loss. So we'll move forward here and talk about a 52-28 loss to Winston on Friday. And coming up this week for the Gilman City Ladies, Mercer coming to their place tonight, and Albany coming to Gilman City on Thursday. Districts, Worth County, not at Worth County, but against Worth County will be Monday. Districts are over at, I believe it's at Albany, is it not, Coach?
That is correct.
Okay. So that sounded right. I wanted to double check on that. A lot of area school is going to be over at that district tournament. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing well, Tom. Thanks.
Other than trying to find a referee, it sounds like you need one here at mid-morning. So if there's a referee out there, contact Coach Clark.
Please.
Yeah, please. They got games tonight. Let's talk about the game tonight. I saw Mercer play Milan last night, and you know, kind of a tale of two quarters for Mercer. They came out and scored the first 14 points against Milan, then they kind of struggled from there on. But yeah, the thing with Mercer is, and I know we kind of talk about him, and it's me repeating myself, but they're getting better quick here in the month of February.
Well, it sure seems like it. They had a really good tournament week last week at HDC Conference, and so you know it looks like they're hitting stride here. And you know, we kind of struggled a little bit at the conference tournament. We had a tough loss to Winston in the second round, where it seemed like we weren't ready to play basketball, and boy, Winston was. So it'll be an interesting ball game tonight.
So it was 52-28 against Winston on Friday. Was it the case where you know you said that they were ready to play and you weren't? Did they jump on you early, Coach?
They did. We struggled severely in the first quarter. We were unable to score. I mean, the only attempts we had really were some free throws and some tough shots. But Winston came out and they had a couple girls hit about three threes in the quarter and had two more threes in the second quarter, and they just seemed like they were all ready to knock down shots and play hard. And so it was a fight uphill right from the start for us.
And that's where you kind of you get into that discussion of you got to make sure you're ready to go. And I know the season is long and the losses are piling up a little bit, but this is where you kind of find out who's ready to play and who isn't, right, Coach?
Right. You know, you spend all year trying to find an identity for your team and maybe trying to get some girls to step into some new roles, and you really want to be playing that in the last month, and it seemed like we didn't quite get ready for that on last Friday.
Well, hopefully some home cooking helps, and I don't mean it to make it sound like home cooking, you're going to get calls and all those things. There's a comfortability with playing at home, and hopefully that helps you over the next three nights.
Well, we sure hope so. You know, playing at home is a nice thing to do. You don't have to worry about riding a bus or what time you're going to leave and things like that. So hopefully the kids will be a little bit better prepared mentally for the game and come out with an aggressiveness, looking to put up a fight.
When you mention an aggressiveness, and I think that's one of the things that you're looking for out of them is, get out there and scrap and claw and then do everything you can to get a victory. What are the other things that you look for out of your team, Coach, to let you know early that we're into it or we're playing well?
Well, it'd be really nice, especially on the defensive side, if the girls are communicating. You know, with the defenses we play, we really have to focus on the other team's main scorers. And if they're communicating early about where they are and who's picking them up and that sort of thing, it really kind of reassures you that, you know, they were paying attention in practice and in the pregame talk and they're ready to play. And so usually your defense sets your tone for the game. And so if you come out playing smart, aggressive defense, then usually your offense will follow.
As far as Mercer goes, because we talked about them and the way they're playing, and certainly they're improved. Milan got them last night. Milan had a girl just get really white hot from the perimeter, allowed him to catch Mercer. So that put Mercer in a bad way there in the second, third quarters. But from an X's and O's standpoint, any film that you've seen on Mercer, what kind of makes them go in your mind, Coach?
Well, just from watching a little bit against some of their games last week at the tournament, you know, it just seems like they're doing a really good job of moving without the ball, and then as well as moving the ball to those players. They're really starting to come around and do a good job with that. And if they can really move the ball against us, that could give us some fits. We're not known for a lot of speed. We've got two or three girls that we can kind of chase after the ball with. And So, you know, it's going to see if we can kind of give them some headaches by maybe slowing down their offense a little bit. If we can slow down their offense, you know, cover their shooters and don't let anybody just eat us up in the paint, then we'll be able to, you know, claw and scratch and fight with them a little bit, so to speak, to keep it a ball game.
I think what I saw with them last night, too, is this first time I saw Mercer last night since Holiday Hoop. So that was about 6 weeks. And when a team kind of starts putting things together on the offensive end, it's not that the ball's going in the hoop more often than it does, obviously, but there's more of a smoothness to what the team does offensively, the crispness of you know, just the way the offense runs a little bit better. So they've been doing that. Do you feel like, I know that, you know, as far as girls that can put the ball in the hoop consistently, that that's one of the areas you've struggled. Do you feel like just the offense and the movement, is that still a thing that the girls are struggling with, Coach, or are they making some strides on your side with that?
Well, we've seen a few games there, especially during January, where we thought we were getting some better flow of the offense, so to speak. You know, girls were be able to move a little bit without the ball, kind of anticipate where their teammates were going to go and look for it early and make good passes. But last week we played some tough teams with North Harrison, and then we had a tough game against Winston, and it just seemed like we took a couple steps back. A lot of standing around, a lot of watching the ball handler type deal. And so, you know, it's hopefully we can kind of take a step back and reset and try and put a really good game together for Mercer tonight. You know, we've got five girls on offense all looking to do a job and make themselves a part of the offense so that we can have a better flow. And when you have a better flow on offense, that'll just make the shots come easier and make your shooters more comfortable and be able to hit those things.
You have some bodies coming up from the junior high for next year, Coach, because you don't have the deepest roster ever, and it would be nice to get at least some bodies on the bench. Do you have that coming from the 8th grade at all?
Well, we're not going to have overwhelming numbers, but I think we'll have at least three, maybe four. If we can stretch that to five, you know, with our co-op with North Davies, that'd be great. You know, we've got a couple young ladies, Sydney Gibson and Jolie Ward and then Caitlin McQuarrie are all 8th graders this year. They played some pretty darn good men's for us. Hopefully we can get them on the basketball team next year, get them working with the team this summer, and help us out, because we'll miss Megan Cottrell and Brooklyn McQuarrie, both senior players for us that we rely on to do some scoring for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew that Megan was certainly one of the seniors that you'll lose, and yeah, you mentioned it's maybe not the best number in the world, but I tell you what, if you get four or five out on a basketball team, certainly four would be a great number. You end up with 16 if you have four in each class. That's more than enough to use at Gilman City.
Yeah, we've kind of, you know, our numbers aren't necessarily real solid all the way up and down, but, you know, we hit some stretches where we can get three or four out of each class. Boy, we really be able to put together a ball team where we can get, maybe 10, 12 girls involved.
Yeah, it does come in waves, though. Sometimes you just got a class where you got it, and sometimes you got a class where maybe they're just a little bit more into the arts and crafts and not sports as much.
Right, that's right. Hopefully we'll find some ball players here in the next year. I think there's a couple good grades coming up. It might be another year or two before we get tons of numbers, but there's a future coming.
Absolutely. So you got Albany coming. Senior night on Thursday. Senior night is always special, Coach.
It is. You know, it's nice to get those kids out there and acknowledge them and their parents for the 4 years that they've put in here at Gilman City, and just give them some recognition, and then, let them play their last ball game here and see what they can do on their last night.
District tournament, obviously, it's been a little bit of a trying year for Gilman City. So, yeah, the trouble with that is you get yourself into a tournament and you play somebody good, because you're not going to have a great seed. And Worth County's pretty good. It looks like it's kind of a wide-open tournament, because I know North Harrison's been, you know, stubbing their foot a little bit of late. They're the number one seed. But, Worth County, a lot of sophomores and pretty talented club that you got to deal with here next Monday.
You know, you mentioned two very good teams that will be a top seeds in our district, and I'll tell you what, you know, the East Harrison girls have played a real great tournament last week and won the HDC Conference Tournament, and, that coming into districts, that'll make it even more interesting. There's going to be some pretty darn good basketball being played, I think.
Yeah, East Harrison's the 3 seed. I was looking for them because it says Canesville, so Canesville with Ridgeway is East Harrison. They're the 3. They play Newtown, Harris, yet Gilman City and Worth County. If you're going over to Albany, I just had to double check, make sure it's Albany, and it was. 8:30 on Monday night will be the Gilman City girls game. Mercer is the 4 seed against Albany. That'll be Monday night at 6. North Harrison, the 1 against Pattonsburg, the 8. That'll be Monday at 4:45. We'll talk about the Gilman City boys with Coach Clark coming up next.